So that was our new music. It was written actually for the Busy Bee app, which you can find for free at the iTunes store on your phone. And it's a bee, Busy Bee, bee as in Bee Arthur, and you get to use Bee Arthur to navigate through palm trees in Miami. It's really fun. You should check it out. It's written by Mike Dennison from beaday.com, BEA, of course, Golden Girl artist, very awesome guy. You can find him there and at his Twitter at MikeD33, MikeD33. Check out his artwork. It's super amazing. And he co-wrote the music with audio and code expert, Mr. Brian Kokernak. You can find him at headrush.net, and that's headrush.net. And he has tons of awesome apps he's been working on. Check them all out. And he's also on Twitter at @KokerNutz. Yeah, KokerNutz. Yeah, so let's go on with the show. Yay. Here, guys, thank you for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we analyze it like scientists in a lab. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
Like I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have an awesome super guest that we've been waiting to have.
I'm a super guest?
A super guest. Hey. You have a cape on.
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I?
We all do.
We all have just capes on. We have the very funny Jamie Sanderson.
Yay, wearing my cape and my dick flopping out. Just my cape and my dick.
And there's a cape on your dick.
Yeah, my dick gets its own, yeah. My dick gets its own little cape.
Super dick.
Erect at all times.
It's just like you see like a dick light in the sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to spring to justice.
I'm here. Yeah.
Ironically, you have to go into a cave
to go home.
And so, Jamie, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And we usually start off by asking the guest, what is their Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls shaped their life in any way, molded their personality?
Have you been touched by a Golden Girl?
Maybe, not exactly, but I grew up watching the show, of course, mm-hmm. and like everyone else, I think the biggest thing that stuck with me was the theme song, mm-hmm. you know? So, and I know we're in a house full of musical equipment, I was like, I want to be able to play. I'm like, I want to figure it out, so I just always remember the theme song and seeing, like, because my mom was elderly, and, like, seeing, like, the style choices that the Golden Girls were making was so spot on, you know. Of course, I mean, everything's in Chico's catalog. Did they have Chico's catalogs back then?
I don't think Chico's was as big. I think it was...
They've mentioned Sears catalogs a lot.
Yeah, well, you could buy a house out of a Sears catalog at that time.
That's true.
A house?
You could literally buy a house. You could buy like a prefab house out of a catalog.
You're like, you just order a house. Yeah, I want that house,
You could buy like a house.
How'd you get your house? Sears catalog.
Sears catalog.
That's awesome. And this bra.
The American dream.
my tits are in control and my household situation.
Which is true.
Yeah, right now they are.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we watched a nutso episode of the Golden Girls. It was there was a lot of prostitution, one might say.
An above average amount of prostitution.
Above average amount, yeah. There was more than the average amount of prostitution.
This was a high prostitute episode of Golden Girls. And coincidentally, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
So far.
Dude.
Yeah.
I love this episode.
Well, you were telling me on the way over here that this was like one of the most highly
referenced episodes.
Yeah.
Like people always say, like, talk about this episode. And listener, you'll hear why. Because there's a lot of hookers in it. And people think the Golden Girls are hookers. Spoiler alert, if you didn't watch it beforehand.
Spoiler alert, they are not.
Or are they?
I do, yeah. That's the big plot twist to come out in season three. They're actually prostitutes.
I mean, I think Blanche might have gone to the hotel at some point in her life, like when she was down and out and, you know, needed to make some extra money. But
yeah, I think her research techniques for that hotel were very suspect. I know they didn't have the internet. I know they didn't have Yelp or Travel Advisor.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, she actually went down there to see, okay, this one has a lot of men
in the lobby.
Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of like you got to know what that means, you mm-hmm. know? Okay, so first, let's do the synopsis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the listener knows what the fuck we're talking about.
The listener should have already seen the goddamn episode.
Yeah, right. Listener.
Yeah.
So Blanche wins some ticket. Okay, first of all, let me back up. in the house, they find out that they have termites and they are going to have to be sprayed for several days. So they have to get out of the house. But Blanche comes in and she's won all these tickets to see a Burt Reynolds movie premiere where Burt Reynolds is going to be actually in Miami.
And it's a nameless movie.
It's a nameless movie. We'll talk about this. We have a theory on what the movie is and it's mm-hmm. crazy.
Right.
Okay. So she's got three tickets. She's got three tickets and, of course, Sophia is left out.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't go peacefully. So they decide to stay at this hotel down by Miami Beach
because the house has to be fumigated.
Yeah, because the house has to be fumigated, and they're gonna make a special night out of it. They can't afford much, so Blanche finds this crazy hotel, the one that we mentioned that had a bunch of men in the lobby, and turns out it's for prostitutes. It's literally for prostitutes. Like, the guy at the desk, literally says, this is not a hotel. This is
a prostitute.
He says, I'm not trying to run a hotel here.
Right. Yeah.
He glibly says that when they're obviously under investigation under the police.
Which I think the Eagles wrote a song about.
Right.
Right. Pretty much, yeah. I think that's, all their songs.
Yeah.
And so they end up getting arrested.
They end up getting arrested. The Golden Girls all get arrested and end up in jail. And they miss the Burt Reynolds premiere. But Sophia gets to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty exciting. She's pretty happy about it. And that's all I'm going to say.
Right, right. And so, yeah. So I think, whoever just wrote this episode, or I think it was two people, were fans of Burt Reynolds because they were like, what will Burt Reynolds like to be in? Like, all right, hookers, jail, termites.
Termites. I feel like if there are mustaches, if there are more mustaches in this movie, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And so, it was okay, Burt Reynolds was in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. You know, maybe we can make him feel at home.
Best known for that.
Best known. And then they watched it.
He legitimately, this is, basically, Burt Reynolds was, now our George Clooney. This is how sad the 70s and 80s were. He was the biggest movie star from 1975 to 80. Box office.
Right.
Well, and star. I always got him confused with Tom Selleck. Because they were both just dudes with mustaches, and they were both big heartthrobs, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, Tom Selleck is a little younger, and he's also, he's a little younger because he was more like mid to late 80s. And he was also more of a TV star.
Okay.
Yeah, except for Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that's true. That's very notable.
Very big movie of his.
And if we're talking about TV, we should talk about Evening Shade for Burt Reynolds, a show that I watched for some reason.
Evening Shade.
I've never even heard of that.
I'll be either.
Oh, so if you lazily watched CBS on 1981, you probably came upon it. So
lazily watched CBS.
It's one of those shows you passively watch, like like Coach.
Coach.
That was a great fucking show.
No one... There's not anything bad you can say about Coach. There's not much good you can say.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just one of those movies that you're like, you...
I went on for nine seasons.
It was good.
Yeah. So... Right. I just think people just forgot it was on.
They did forgot to cancel it.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's still on. Yeah. That's fucking cancel Coach.
Yeah.
Are they still making that?
We need to stop paying them. Remember how we decided that show was
He's not even in Minnesota now. He's in Florida. That's fucking weird.
Is this why we're going bankrupt? We're just showing like the stage for 30 minutes? Like, there's no one there.
I like Craig T. Nelson, and I think Dauber's still... Dauber's not even on the show anymore. What the fuck? What are you even doing?
Who was the old guy that was on Coach?
That was Jerry Van Dyke.
That's right.
It was the character.
Luther Van Dyke?
Yeah, he was Dick Van Dyke's brother.
Was he really his brother?
I know a lot about him.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Coach. Coach and Nightshade, listeners. Okay, so this was season 2, episode 2. And it is called Ladies of the Evening, appropriately named. The original air date was October 4th, 1986, just about 29 years ago. And so the first scene starts off with, as you mentioned, there's a termite guy checking the water he's like underneath the sink, and the Golden Girls are like hovering over him. And they're like, what is it? What do you see? You know, and the guy just like, leave me the fuck alone. He goes into the living room and he's mm-hmm. like, I need to, he's very, like, he talks very technical.
Yeah, he's trying to talk down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like trying to make himself seem like he's very important, like his job, you know, he went to school for, like he memorized a lot of things.
No, I mean, he identified 3 different types of bugs in their house.
Yeah, he was like a water bug.
Yeah.
Silverfish. Silverfish.
Okay. I was going to say swordfish.
No, that's different.
That's a different.
Yeah.
Okay. And termites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this house is not in good shape.
At all. No. It's not good. Like, it's really pretty bad news. And they don't even really address it.
It is in Florida, and it's very humid there. So
that is true.
So you're going to get some bugs.
Yeah.
Are termites all around the board, every environment?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Okay. If there's wood, there's termites.
They're actually very common in Arizona.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never seen them.
Because they fly. And so they always say it's not if you get termites, mm-hmm. it's when you get termites.
It's exactly. when you get termites.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. That was going to be my realtor corner.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
When you get termites.
Didn't mean to pull that up.
Oh.
No, it's fine.
You're stepping into her realty corner.
That's just all you. Most houses in Arizona will get them eventually. So
yeah, absolutely.
So that's something maybe to look forward to, Arizona.
Maybe they don't like Mexicans. I don't know. So the guy's like, okay, I need to go check under your house, and he says that like in a very only a way that only a professor.
Yeah.
Could understand. Like,
it was like exterior substructure or something like that.
Yeah, exterior subterranean substructure. And he's like, you're going to fucking go underneath the house? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, anybody can make that sound stupid. And then he like runs out.
Yeah.
He, like pissed off.
Yeah. But which I was surprised again that they didn't make a Blanche sex joke out of that that phrase.
Right.
The exterior substructure, blah blah blah.
So. Right. Blanche came in right after that, so Blanche was there a moment before.
I feel like they would have thrown it in.
Yeah, but I feel like there are bugs involved, so maybe they're just like, we're tired.
We got a lot going on in this episode.
We gotta not address this bug plot enough.
And so Blanche comes in and she's like, oh my god, my body is tingling. I cannot hold the excitement. And she reveals that she got 3 passes to go see the world premiere of the new Burt Reynolds movie.
Which, who gives out tickets in threes?
Tickets in threes, right. Yeah, it's usually 2.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
2 or 1 tickets.
Yeah.
So she won 3 tickets, the world premiere of Burt Reynolds' movie, which is in Miami, which
I think she purposely let Sophia. I think she purposely excluded Sophia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to be a cunt.
Yeah.
Just to be a fucking cunt.
Sophia knew it.
She's overwatering those plants. she's in charge of... She's responsible for these termites somehow. wanted to get back at her. And so we theorized that the movie was The Heat. Because it's 1986, and it's the only movie that Burt Reynolds made.
Yeah, we got to talk. We got to talk about this movie.
Yeah,
it's the craziest movie.
the clip we saw.
We watched the clip from it.
We watched it.
It's about a man from New York, an East Coast guy who wants to learn how to be tough. Mm-hmm. Goes to the West Coast to Vegas.
It's Peter McNichol. You might know mm-hmm. him from Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 2.
Ellen McBeal. and Sophie's Choice.
Whoa, don't worry so much.
Okay.
Sophie's Choice. And so the plot is that man has to beat up a mob punk, which is this twerpy little guy, who beat up a hooker, like punched her in the face. And shoved a gun up her pussy. I hate that word. Why did I say pussy? Sorry. They say put a gun inside her.
Yeah.
And so the woman, the hooker, wants to get revenge by cutting his balls off. And so he has to go beat up the mob punk so she can cut his balls off. That's the plot of this movie.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, it's crazy. Okay, first of all, they had 6 different directors. the first one was Robert Altman. Robert Altman at one point was attached to this vehicle. And he got in a fight with Burt Reynolds. And then there were 2 other directors. One of them left after a couple of days. And then another one, Burt Reynolds actually assaulted. There's like a huge, like... lawsuit. And so basically,
I can't believe they're letting him on stage with these women after he just assaulted a member of like a crew. Like, that's insane. They're like, we don't give a fuck.
It's not a member of the crew, like the head of the crew.
The head of the crew. Yeah.
And Burt Reynolds in this, he actually says, according to the Wikipedia page, he says this is exactly the type of serious project that I've been meaning to do for years. And you,
which is ridiculous.
We're gonna post the clip to this, and you're gonna
see the most amazing fight scene you've ever seen in your life.
Right. It starts off with like a hooker being like cut off his balls, and her face is like smashed in. She's like, you need to cut his balls off.
I want his balls in my hand.
In my hand.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the clip, like Burt Reynolds, like fucking martial arts, like fucking kicks.
So many kicks.
He kicks a guy. Like first, he like uses a credit card.
Don't spoil it. Just know, you gotta watch it.
Yes.
It gets crazy.
Please watch it.
It's pretty amazing.
It is an amazing fight scene. And it's very... it's like MacGyver meets Karate Kid. like, it was insane.
It's like, yeah, with a little bit of like DC Cab in there, where it's just like that like 80s bad movie where it's like goofy music playing in the background. Right.
But it's like, this movie was doing so shitty in the box office. Like, this movie was like, what can skyrocket our ratings? What can we do? Put Burt Reynolds in The Golden Girls. Like, that's gonna help us. Like, put him in this, give him a cameo in a show with The Golden Girls, but make it about hookers. And then... And then the one...
Because that'll be the tie-in.
That'll be the tie-in to The Heat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We know that he likes gators in the Everglades. We know that from Gator. So...
Wait, is a movie called Gator?
Yeah, he was the star of a movie called Gator.
Of course he was.
Was
was also, as we determined looking for that clip, he was also the star of a movie called The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing.
Right. Oh my god.
Which had so not anything to do with cat dancing, which I was totally disappointed.
A horrible Western 70s film where, like, he fell in love with a Native American woman played by a white woman.
Yeah.
And
with dark hair.
With dark hair.
Yeah.
And it is... And then they keep mentioning in the trailer that she will do anything for love, even kill men. And she does.
Yeah.
We see her shoot guys. Yeah.
But no cat dancing.
No cat dancing at all.
Yeah. It's really disappointing.
Right. And so this is the movie she won tickets for. They were like, this movie sucks. We need people to come to it. We're going to give out free tickets.
Yeah.
Like, these seats are going to be empty. We got to get Dom DeLuise down here.
This movie's going to suck so bad. Not only are we going to give you tickets to the movie,
right,
we're going to give you tickets to go see Mr. Right. Burt Reynolds himself.
Yeah.
This movie sucks so much that the world premiere is not in New York, not in LA. It's in fucking Miami, Florida. Like, this was a shitty movie. Even in the Golden
Then
Girls
after
world.
That, we're premiering it in Springfield, Illinois.
I'd rather spend time in jail than watch that fucking movie. Like, I think they lucked out. Sophia probably had the worst evening that night.
Absolutely.
wait, maybe. Okay, so let's okay. And so Sophia gets rejected to go to the movie. And so they're like, who gives a fuck? We're going to go see Burt Reynolds anyway. And then they holler. Like, they get really excited about it. And it's like...
They are bragging. They are... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But their version of hollering is moving your knees up and down and going, oh, oh, oh. Like, it was just really, like... Like
they are,
football high
school. They were trying to relive their Beatlemania from when the Beatles played Shea Stadium. You know?
There's a lot of, like, orgasm faces, like,
they were coming
when
they were hollering.
I get it. Burt Reynolds is a big star.
Right?
I'm going to be in a 600-person theater with him.
Let's keep in mind that all these women are postmenopausal, so...
Yeah.
Who...
Well, Blanche is for sure. I guess they are, yeah.
Yeah, Blanche just became menopausal.
Yeah.
Yeah. The previous episode, she went through menopause.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just the previous... She's still horny as fuck, so...
That was, like, our most awkward episode. Right. Our apologies to Tom Sims.
Okay.
Sims got to talk about menopause?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was really awkward. The whole episode was about menopause. But, okay, so then... The termite guy comes in and he's like, yeah, so you got termites like I thought you would. And so you guys, I'm going to have to put up a tent and you guys can't live here for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Like
he listed off a bunch of bugs they had in their house.
Yeah.
Like, that could not have been a cheap treatment.
No.
But,
absolutely not.
Right. And so he's just like,
couple.
They didn't talk about like maybe next weekend, is this weekend? And he's like, no, this needs to happen now. It doesn't matter what it costs. We're doing this. And then they're like, but where will we live? Like, they're literally like, where will we live? And he's like, I don't care. I'm putting up a tent in this house. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
We're going to kill some bugs.
We're going to kill some bugs. You have no say in this, ladies that live in this home. Like, and so they're like, well, we'll get a hotel they're like, oh, we're going to meet Burt Reynolds. So let's make a weekend out of it. So let's go get this hotel by the beach in Miami. And we'll just make it a weekend of it. And Sophia has to go with them because she makes this joke, like, am I going to be sprayed with the bugs because I'm trash? Like,
and they thought about it for a minute, but then they were like, all right, we'll bring it.
All right, whatever. Yeah. And then Blanche doesn't, she's like, all right, I'm going to go find a hotel room for us. Because phone books don't exist. I'm going to go find one. And she goes and looks for one with the most men.
Hanging out.
Because she needs to fuck. It's not like they're all sharing a room.
That is her version of TripAdvisor. Yeah. It's just like, all right. Like.
Which, she just like tries to find the most men in the lobby. Which is really arbitrary to think about that. Like, just because there were men when you went that day, like...
It was just a man-heavy day.
It could have been a convention in town.
Right. Well, there was.
Being men together.
A clothing convention in town.
Yeah.
That's why there were so many men.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because clothing. Yeah, hello, men love clothing. Clothing convention
clothing
in Miami.
Crazy.
You know what clothing men like? Fucking prostitutes.
Wait, what if clothing convention is like the code word? Like, we're in a clothing convention. That's how you know you want to fuck.
They were from Wisconsin. They're from Wisconsin. I bet what? Yeah, they're from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Clothing
I think
heavy state.
Yeah.
The clothing industry there is booming.
We have a lot of clothing there.
Everyone's wearing clothes in that state. Last time I checked.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
And in that scene, it was like, oh, wow. Your business is booming.
I've talked to John Henry about this. You gotta wear clothes. You die.
Oh, you will die. No, that's, you know, it's a clothing convention so they don't die.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right. Yeah, they're trying to keep everyone safe. and also, that termite guy, he's like, I'm gonna crawl under the house. But when he comes back, he's like, not dirty. Like, he's like... He just walked off stage and back. Like, he was like, it's Miami. It's dirty. There's, you know.
There's Cubans everywhere.
There's Cubans
everywhere. Do you think he didn't crawl under the house?
You know, I was thinking, like, what if he made it up? Yeah. Like, because he's like, you ladies are fucking dumb as fuck. Like, probably that's what he's thinking. And
you have horrible arthritis, so I know you're not going to crawl under the
He got really defensive. Like, when they were like, well, should we go with you? And he was like...
Right.
No.
Dude, what if he was just, like, off, like, in the hallway, and he, like, overheard them talking about Burt Reynolds, and he's like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to be at Burt Reynolds. I'm gonna set up tent here. I'm just going to party, steal their shit.
Maybe I'll get to meet Burt Reynolds, too.
Yeah. Yes! He and Sophia.
That's what it was.
Whoa, it was a...
They were going to steal the tickets.
Right.
And go meet Burt Reynolds.
Sophia and the turbine guy. Like, it was all a plan them into a hooker hotel.
That would be amazing.
And then she's like describing the story. And then the termite guy and Dom DeLuise arm wrestled. And they're like, wait, hold back. What did you just say?
The termite guy and Dom DeLuise. No, then I couldn't even tell which one was which.
The termite guy was Dom DeLuise.
Exactly.
He was Dom DeLuise all along.
The whole time! If only you meddling kids hadn't come along.
Alright, and so the next scene, Sophia and Dorothy are in the hotel, and Sophia's trying to make you feel guilty. She's like, I ran in the rain for six miles to give you a cannoli. It's so Italian.
There's a subway system in New York City.
Also, I'm pretty sure 6 miles, that's an 18K run.
Yeah. Like, did she say she was barefoot?
No, it was in the rain. Okay. It was in the rain. She ran 6 miles in the rain.
With a cannoli to give it to your daughter.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Yes, that's super extreme.
Right. That's a lot.
You're asking for pneumonia.
Yeah. No, she's like, I'm going to do this one day to make her feel guilty.
Clearly you have a meth problem. You're like, I'm going to go run for 6 miles in the
rain. She was on Benny's back in the 70s. She's like, go on running in the rain. Get my daughter.
I'm running here.
Yeah. And so Sophia's like, screw you guys. Blanche comes in and with her blue sequins dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I haven't worn this since 1972 when the president decided to dance with me. And then I woke up the next morning, oh, the president's inauguration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I woke up the next morning in his arms. And then I was like, bullshit.
And it was Dorothy, bullshit. Dorothy was like, you slept with Nixon?
She's like, I couldn't even picture Nixon naked. Yeah.
All of us pictured him naked. Yeah. When she said that.
And it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, and he was alive during this time. I'd like to feel that. Yeah, of course Blanche was like, no way. Oh, gross, Nixon. And I like to think that he was actually watching this episode at home. And,
very and he was
sad.
Like,
hey.
I know I lied to you guys.
But I'm still somewhat fuckable.
Yeah. I'm a sensitive soul, people. Yeah. And so
I'm a man with needs.
So then Rose comes in with the newspaper and she's like, for some reason in the newspaper they were able to find out who was going to the party because they really need to push this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, people need
that movie sucks balls.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like I think Sophia could Sophia could have gone if she was she's such a charmer. Like she could have gone her way into that movie.
And also probably no one else was going.
No one else was at the movie. No one. Okay, like, it's the worst movie in the world. And so, no one, they were like, the heat? What is heat? Miami. Let's have the premiere in Miami.
See, I feel like Burt Reynolds and crew were already here, just doing cocaine. And they're like, Burt, you want to go to New York? And he's like, nope. Not happening. So they're like, all right, movie premiere in 2 days. Just hand out a bunch of passes.
Can we get the reels mailed over to Miami real quick? We're not going to do it in New York. Sorry, guys. And so she says, Rose lists the people that are going to be at the premiere. And it's Dom DeLuise. And then they get really excited.
They get
Lonnie Anderson, who was married to Burt Reynolds at that time.
Yeah.
And then they say, what was his name?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Nelson Reilly, who's very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny guy.
Yeah.
And they don't
dead,
cheer.
Dead silence.
Yeah. Poor Charles. Mm-hmm. But that's...
And then Rose even repeats it. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah,
silence again.
Yeah. Poor guy.
This is an anti... CNR show.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
That guy, I was reading like one of his quotes, Charles Nelson Reilly's, and he was like, after I die, people will only know me for my game shows, but I'm okay with that. And I was like, oh, dang, that's dark.
He was a pretty good game show guest, though, back in the day.
Right.
So I get it.
And then afterwards, they followed it up with John Forsythe.
Right.
Which everyone was super excited about again.
Right, because he's a hot older man at the time.
Very distinguished.
Very distinguished. And then Blanche is like, the hottest man on TV and the hottest man in film all at once, pressed up in a tiny room, bodies rubbing together.
Little stinky bodies, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you're getting off on Burt Reynolds and John Forsythe.
They all are.
Rubbing bodies together.
They were just like all like... Like basically, like vibrating with sexual.
Yeah, they were frothing.
Yeah.
Their clitorises were enlarged with hope.
They were engorged. I would say
engorged,
engorged and enlarged.
Engorged.
Yeah, I don't know if they get larger.
They get bigger as you get older.
I don't know what they tell you about heterosex.
I heard that the clitoris gets really big, like a peanut,
like a dick,
like a peanut,
like a balloon,
like a penis, like a penis.
I just envisioned a clown. There's your clitoris.
Congratulations, you're horny.
Yay. And then you make an animal out of it. What I didn't get is like, okay, this is apparently like a hooker's hotel. And it's very, like it's nice. Like it's like a very Yeah. Like Days Inn.
Yeah, it's Days
Inn.
It's
not a Motel 6.
Well, yeah. I'd say it's like a Hampton Inn, maybe.
Yeah, it's very Hampton Inn. It's not like there's, you know, like wall peeled off on the side, roaches, you know, like just stained covers.
The ceiling was not water stained at all.
Yeah, like this is like this hotel was apparently like nice like a week ago. And then got run over by the mob. I'm assuming maybe it was a little mobster punk.
Yeah, could be.
Perhaps.
Oh, connection. Ooh,
connection.
The heat tie-in.
And then like the cashier. What do you call the
concierge?
The concierge. Yeah. Like he's super like this is the next scene, but like he's super like come on, like he's super like very blatant about
it. Yeah, he's very glib, really. He's like, I mean, he's just like basically it's just like, yeah, this is not a actual hotel, this is for fucking.
Yeah. Right. I think he said, what did he say, like, the room is 50 and the girl is 100?
So it's 150.
So there's, like, no mistaking about prostitution, which...
Right.
I have very little experience running a prostitution ring. That's not how you do it.
Right. That's not how you do it.
No.
By just yelling out loud, we're not a hotel.
Not a hotel.
What do you think we're running
in
a hotel?
Are you
going
to go upstairs and fuck that prostitute in my hotel?
In the, yeah, like out in the open, she's like, just like, we need a room now for fucking. And then here's the money for fucking.
And here's the money for the room for fucking.
Yeah. Like that guy's like a pimp, right?
Do you think he was an undercover agent?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's like, look at the hold your face with the camera.
Yeah. But that was what was confusing, like, about the whole arrest to me. Like, it was, there was, usually during police, like, raids, there is an undercover cop, and they go inside, and they have to, like, go up to the room, and they actually have to say, like, are we going to fuck for sex? And then she has to say yes. And then you exchange the money. Like, was that guy wired? So maybe that guy was a cop? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I mean,
you know who you should have had in on this episode is Don Steinmetz.
That is true.
Yeah, because he used to be an undercover cop who would bust prostitutes.
Right.
Yeah.
This happens a lot because we do this on random chance. Yeah. We don't look at the episode.
We'll just have to ask Don Steinmetz about prostitution on our own time.
Have you ever shut down a prostitution hotel? By the beach in Miami.
The entire hotel.
The entire hotel and staff were in on it. Like, getting paid tons of hooker money. Blood money.
It's all funneled to Al-Qaeda somehow. Yeah. We know it.
Yeah, yeah. This is vagina money. And so Sophia... Okay, so so the next scene, why... It's so stupid why everyone is so, like, out in the open in the lobby. Like just, like, hey, we're hookers. Like, it was just very, like, hey, we're not going to hide this.
Yeah, the guys, basically, a guy, as soon as they go over to the bar and get a drink before the show, like, these guys just, like, approach all the girls. And, like, they're not smooth about it at all. They're just like... Yeah.
Yeah.
We're fucking, right?
They're literally stumbling over their feet like the Three Stooges getting to that table when they sit down.
Yeah.
And so they got to the bar because they're like, this is the reason why Blanche came, is to talk to men. Like, this is the reason why, you know, she, like, wanted that hotel. So she's like, we gotta talk to men in this bar. Not knowing that it's a hooker bar, which I don't know how you would not know. Everyone around you is a hooker.
I mean, in fairness, that like they didn't have the neon sign that said hooker bar.
Hookers.
It was burnt out.
And to be also to be fair, all of the hookers really were just dressed up like they were going to go be dancers in a Pat Benatar video.
They were very class, like they look like teenagers in the 80s.
They were wearing unitards.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It was kind of flash dance, which you know, kind of has.
I saw a headband. There was a headband.
Maybe they told the hookers, like, all right, we have a hooker hotel, but you have to dress like you're going to a Pat Benatar.
Like a light concert. Hooker. Like a light hooker.
A hooker light. L-I-T-E.
Yeah. It was a Cinemax.
Or a hooker casual.
Cinemax hooker.
Yeah.
And then, like, so these guys, okay, so the Golden Girls sit down, and not to knock on older women, but these guys are like, old pussy. Now, this is what I want.
Yeah,
this
they
is
want
why
some
we came.
Action.
Clothing convention. I want.
We're fucking here.
These guys suck. I feel like they probably approach like all the other women there, and they're like, "No, you're off." No.
I'm not even gonna let you pay
they
me.
They spent hours trying to get laid in this hooker hotel. We're not successful at it because they were such nerds.
Like, the girls are like, "Your money's no good here." And by here, I mean in my vagina.
Well, they're just like, well, they fuck it up every time by saying like, you my every time they introduce themselves, my name's John. John, you must know a lot of Johns. And then they're like, oh, I'm walking away right now.
They were pretty much the most unsmooth hooker picker upper guys.
Yeah, ever. They're like, hey, let's go. Let's like. You're a teacher? Let's go upstairs and teach me the three R's. Reading, writing, and running around the bed. Like, it's... Like, who's... That's your pickup line? A hooker would walk away and be like, listen, I need heroin really bad.
Yeah.
I don't have time to deal with this shit, with your fucking jokes. Like, fuck me right now and give me money and shut the fuck up. Like, that's what a hooker would do. These guys... I'm ridiculous. This is like Beavis and Butthead trying to get out.
It's like Dumb and Dumber trying to
get out. Right! Yeah. So you have sex.
And
for
one
money.
Of them is wearing pedophile glasses, like my girlfriend has.
Yes! Michelle has the same glasses.
They reminded me of, have you guys seen a movie called Milk Money with Melanie Griffith and
Ed
Harris?
Right?
And they're like three little boys that buy a prostitute. And it's Melanie Griffith, and then she ends up being like one of their stepmoms.
It's been so long since I've seen that movie, but
like,
yeah,
it sounds like a horrible
three,
movie.
Those three boys that like try to get the prostitute were way smoother.
Yes,
these three like seventh graders.
Dude, I also don't get like it, like how they got. Like that room. If that room is $150, say an hour.
You know, why, I never even thought of that.
Why? Like, how did they book that room?
Technically, because like, all the rooms are there strictly for fucking for prostitutes,
right?
And yet they managed to book it for a night.
Saw Blanche was like, "We're gonna give you. She's gonna make us tons of money."
Maybe they
like. We gotta give her a discount.
Yeah.
Maybe they just advertise as a hotel and people randomly call and get a room, but in reality, it's, you know, a prostitution ring.
Right.
And 90% of the rooms are by the hour.
Yeah.
But periodically, people call up and we're like, we need a room. We're like, sure.
Yeah, but that would, I mean, people would start complaining. There are hookers everywhere. I don't feel safe here. They were screaming. Somebody was bleeding.
A lot of people here have knives. Like,
a lot
I
of
know
people
this
are
is
crying.
Miami. I kind of expected some knives. There seems to be. This is a really knife heavy
hotel. There are prostitutes in the bar. They keep wanting to have sex with me and my wife.
Which is like, fine. That's great. Cool.
But I did not bring cash. I only have traveler's checks and American Express, which are clearly very big now in 1980s.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they booked that room.
No, that's a good point. Good point.
Weird. Weird. Okay. Makes no sense. Okay. And so then Dorothy, she realizes, like, everybody realizes, except Rose, that it's a hooker hotel. And Rose has that great line where Dorothy's like, "Do you guys know what they want to give us? What did they say? What did she say?
Do you know what they think?" It was something along the lines of, "Do you know what they think we are?" And Rose is like, "Waitresses."
Yeah, because they want to give us money.
Yeah. Which, I don't know.
So it was really funny when we watched it. Yeah. Listeners, don't worry.
Rose had some good lines.
Rose had a good line. Yeah. And then the cops come in. Like, they think that we are. And then, no, everyone here is. And the cop walks in. And he's like, "Under arrest." And then it cuts to commercial.
It was perfect timing.
Perfect timing. No, the cop was outside waiting for someone to realize that this is a hooker hotel.
That was the word that the undercover people were supposed to give everyone here. You know, like,
is
everyone
is under arrest.
Yeah. That was the word to storm the place.
The bugged, like, what they were listening to in the van outside. Yeah. Right, that was it.
But apparently, I mean, maybe they didn't seem to do a room sweep. They seemed to just do the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Because Sophia is in the room.
She's spared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Because they're courteous cops, they don't want to disturb you if you are actually getting laid.
Yeah. It's true. They're like, "This is probably awkward."
Yeah.
They're like, "You guys done in there?"
Yeah. It's already weird enough, so right. We'll just let you finish.
It is 86. They were raced, right?
They're old fashioned.
Yeah. Pre 9/11 prostitution rings were totally different than post 9/11 prostitution.
Yeah, post 9/11 prostitution rings, they just walk in and they're very rude. Yeah. Stop fucking now.
Yeah.
It's a different time, you guys.
Exactly.
Things have changed, not for the better.
But then they're like, okay.
Especially in prostitution.
So, like, the cop comes in, and there's, by the way, three cops and a bunch of prostitutes, and they're just sort of like talking, like, to the cops, like they witnessed a car accident.
Kind it's very of, casual. Like, No one's handcuffed.
Nope. No one got handcuffed
at all.
The concierge guy is still behind the desk, helping people probably, like
checking like, more people in.
Like, the bartenders are
still. Now we have vacancies.
He's like, "All right, so how am I gonna fix this? These losses?" Like, yeah, and so they're just sitting there talking. Everybody's just chatting with the cops, and the cop is like, "The wagons will be here soon," like. Very unorganized raid.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Wagons should be ready.
You gotta get your paddy wagons.
Right.
I would think that'd be number one.
Wagons. Rose has a freak out, right? She starts saying that her body's gonna be riddled with bullets, like, if she goes to jail.
Rose has, like, she has a great monologue about her, like, going to jail fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, like, basically something about, like, how she's going to end up on the laundry crew and they're all going to resent her because she takes the laundry too seriously. And they're going to fight her. And then she's going to get in a gang. And then...
Right.
Yeah.
So, it happens. Like, someone tries to fight Blanche. But not Rose, but Blanche, you know.
Blanche was asking for it.
She was. We'll get into that later. Calling her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but Rose was like, I'm going to escape through a laundry cart. And then I have to be on the run and live in, like, in a shed, and then I'm gonna be on the lam, and then the cops are gonna, like,
riddle me. Shine a spotlight on me and riddle me with bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, for being a hooker, which is, no, they just give you, like, they charge you, like, $50. You know, like, that's what happens when you're a hooker. They charge you $50 for being a hooker, and then you continue. You leave.
Yeah.
It's 6 in the morning, you're gone.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
You lose a night of business.
And then you'll get busted again and owe them another $50.
Right, yeah. Okay. And so they try to salvage themselves. I don't understand how those cops couldn't realize that they were not hookers. Like, they're obviously very old. You know, they made, like, you know, they weren't questioning them. No Miranda rights were read. There was no, like,
Yeah, well, I mean, there were no, like, I mean, they had tiny purses, so they didn't have their I'm not a hooker card that all women carry at all times.
Do you have your card on you right now?
I do not.
Oh, it's in the other room, isn't it?
It's in the other room.
What if a cop came in through that window?
No, I'm in trouble.
He's like, where's your Arnotto Hooker card, miss?
They'd be like, look at this. There's clearly prostitution going on right now. You see that gigantic microphone? That's a prostitution microphone.
That's paraphernalia.
This is the penis. Dude, okay, and so...
Why does your penis have a game knob?
Why doesn't it?
Bright and shiny on the tip. Ooh. Okay, and so... I don't know. It just seemed really weird that prostitutes don't make it long in life. You know, they die at 45, right? Like,
are we really getting into the life expectancy of prostitutes?
Unless you start late, but like if you show proof that you have a home address and you know that you have a job, like,
and
Burt Reynolds tickets, which didn't work. They were like, don't bring the good name of Burt Reynolds into this. Yeah, like, it just seemed
that's
odd.
How you know it was in the 80s and not now, because now no one would ever say that. Be like, oh yeah, Burt Reynolds is totally into prostitution.
Right, now he probably, you know, would be like, oh yeah, Burt Reynolds. It seems like you would go see him.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. I think he would like that.
Some attention.
You're like, I'm not going to judge what he likes.
Yeah.
You do you, Burt Reynolds. You do you. Okay, and so then they all get the wagon trucks show up, I guess. No one gives them, no one comes in and says, the wagons are here. They just start, like getting them out of the door. No one's arrested. No one's in twisty ties. Like, it's just, all right, we're going. I think what happened probably was, like, Dorothy was like, I'm not getting handcuffed. Or someone.
Not everyone was, though. Like, they were sitting at the bar. They were, like, still sitting in the bar area. And I think they were still, like, John's just, like, chatting.
Well, you're under arrest, but you can finish your drink.
Yeah. Right. They're like, they're like, we're at the clothing convention from Kenosha. Like,
they're like, oh,
you're like, come on, guys, hurry up, finish your drink.
Yeah, you go to jail.
You have to go to jail now. Come on.
Yeah, last call.
Dude, those hookers were by the door. They could have made a run for it. No one tried to run. That's what boggles my mind. If I was one of those hookers, I would have been like, fuck, like, I'm getting out the back way. The hotel keeps going. There's a kitchen. Run. Like,
I bet there's no kitchen.
They're like, darn it. Arrested.
It doesn't seem like a food service type hotel.
Right, yeah.
There's no room service up to your hooker room.
There's gotta be an empty kitchen.
Yeah, right.
That you can escape out of.
A former kitchen.
The memory of a kitchen.
Here lies the kitchen. All right. And so, I don't know. Maybe they shut down the hotel every night. Maybe it's just like,
yeah.
All right, we got to go to the... We need to meet our hooker quota.
Oh, it's like a murder mystery party where it's like everyone... Like, one guy plays a cop and...
they should have a murder mystery hooker hotel. Murder mystery hooker hotel.
Good.
Everyone's a hooker.
You get mistaken for a hooker, and you have to, like, talk your way out of it. You end up going to jail. I'm like, yeah, they're, like, people, actors, like, playing roles, like, hookers and, like,
right.
Cop. And
you're black hooker.
I want to be the Midwestern hooker with the New York accent.
Mm, yeah.
I want to be the Southern one. There was a Southern one that was don't get your pants in a twist or something.
She's scrappy. Yeah. Oh, the one with the, I take that back. I want to be the one with the magenta fur coat.
The one that was at that was buying a room.
No, she was in jail. She was on the top bunk and then she was like.
There's nothing wrong with being career oriented.
That was a good
hooker. Good one. She was an A-plus hooker.
A-plus hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's ambitious, that one.
She had moxie.
So they are in the jail, all in the jail, but Sophia somehow got away. She's smart enough to run, I think. Like, she probably saw the cops and, right,
I think she just stayed quiet in the room, and the cops were like, is there any prostitution going on in here? Yeah. No, prostitution is a much louder venture than that. So they were like,
she was probably just like watching Matlock.
Or she hid under the bed.
Wait, what year did Matlock start?
Oh, I guess it may have been. I think it was around that
time. She was watching Matlock Future. She was watching Future Matlock.
She was Future Matlock.
If it wasn't Matlock, it was a Matlock analog.
She was watching a marathon of Burt Reynolds movies and crying. Aww. Touching herself.
She's touching herself to Gator.
She was watching the heat in her soul. She's like, I want to watch the heat. But maybe she hid under the bed, which I think would justify her getting tickets. You know, like, she... You know, she somehow got away.
Because she Anne Franked it?
She Anne Franked it.
At the prostitution hotel.
Right. While there were Little House. I keep wanting to sing Little House on the Prairie.
Which, by the way, is...
Little Whorehouse in Texas sing it.
Which, by the way, is a sex game that Anne Frank is a sex role-playing game. Totally.
Oh.
Anne Franking it?
Yeah.
What is Anne Franking it?
I'm making sure.
It's when you put a potato, you dress up like a Nazi, and then
you go hide in the attic and your lover has to come find you, but you have to stay completely silent.
But
and
then
still.
He chokes you out
and takes you away to the concentration camp instead of fucking you.
And then your dad has to read your diary about masturbation.
That sounds like a great sex game.
Anne Frank roleplay.
Yeah. Anne Franking. We're Anne Franking tonight, guys.
I want an Anne Frank Halloween costume. That would be amazing.
That would be pretty cool. You need a diary, dark hair.
Yeah, you need dark hair. You need
maybe create like an attic around you.
Yeah.
Like an attic hat.
Maybe your costume is just hiding.
Yeah.
That's like what I would say if I'm like just, not going out on Halloween.
There's like a yellow star on you.
You just don't go to any Halloween parties.
But the yellow star? Well, yeah, okay. They got those before.
The yellow star.
Well, or did they? Because they were in Amsterdam.
They were in like the little colonies and they made them wear yellow
in the
stars.
Ghettos?
In the ghettos.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your costume.
Okay. I like your idea for the Anne Frank costume. You just don't go to any Halloween parties.
You stay at home, hiding. Oh, man. Okay, so they're in the jail, and no one it's a hooker jail. No one else did a crime that night, except for the hookers.
Yeah. It's like the drunk tank.
Yeah. The drunk tank, yeah. And so they're freaking out. Well, Rose comes in, and she's freaking out, and she thinks her life is over. Saint Olaf is, like, gonna find out about this.
Yeah.
By the way, first time we hear the words Saint Olaf in the series.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Before that,
fun fact.
We've been waiting for this.
This is this weird hooker jail.
Yeah, in a hooker jail.
Yeah,
we've been waiting for this because, the whole first season, we were like, "Why aren't they saying Saint Olaf?"
Huh. Notably, they don't. They get to keep all their clothing that they have on their outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they get to keep their earrings and valuables. And if I've learned anything about jail, from things I won't go into.
I've been in jail.
Yeah.
Three times. Twice. Yeah. They made me take off my earrings.
I've just been once, and I had to take my belt away and my shoelaces, which was annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
And
your socks.
And I was supposed to, they were like, because I was just going in for a DUI, and they were like, it's going to be cold in there, so dress warm. And so, like, I had, like, a beanie hat and, like, gloves and everything. And they were like, you can't have that shit. And I'm like, well, it said to dress warm. I don't know.
Right.
I'm, like, giving them... I'm like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, it said to dress warm. I just thought...
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah, I could not wear my shoes. They made me put on these like special jail shoes that like squeak.
Slippers or something.
Yeah.
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 We've
all been to jail?
Have we all really?
I think we've all been to jail.
Let's Yay!
Jail friends. I went to a really nice jail in Flagstaff.
Oh, that's
nice. Flagstaff has a nice jail, like latte art.
Right. I think they had like 5 stars.
On Yelp.
On Yelp.
I was in Tempe. It wasn't bad. I didn't have a problem with it.
I did Tempe.
Yeah.
I did Flagstaff jail and Scottsdale jail. Scottsdale jail was really nice. They gave us Hungry Man.
Really?
Yeah.
We got, oh my god, we got like almost no food. Like we got like, I got like a banana.
We got a vending machine submarine sandwich with like bologna and shit. Mm-hmm. And a chewy Quaker granola bar.
Mm-hmm. They were,
and that was it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they were offering the women less food.
Yeah. They're like, you bitches need to lose some weight.
I got
Our point is, don't go to jail.
Don't go to jail.
It's really bad.
Don't be a hooker.
Unless you go to jail with the Golden Girls, which then it seems pretty all right.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we should get back to that.
Go to jail with Betty White.
Yeah.
This scene is insane. Rose starts talking about being a butter, like her dream. I don't even know how it got to that. Like her dream was to become a butter queen.
It's just like her rambling story part of the episode.
Every episode has a rambling story.
Yeah, where she basically just, she's talking about the worst thing that happened to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was sad that she had worked most of her life as a child. Her parents had like trained her to become butter queen.
She was like toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah.
With butter.
It was like
St. Olaf. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be like a pageant kind of thing. And and so apparently she's in the competition. She was poised and elegant. And then her churn froze up.
Her churn got clogged.
Yeah. Yeah. Her churn jammed is her what she said.
That was the talent portion of butter queen.
Yeah. And she did have a great joke in there when she was talking about the events of the pageant leading up to it. And she said, they couldn't even fool me with a trick margarine question. And I was like, that's a good one.
Trick margarine question.
Yeah, that's good. Good job.
All the questions were about butter. Like how much butter you put in buttermilk. Like,
fair question.
Right.
Yeah. It's probably a dairy town.
Yeah. Yes,
it's like, it's between that. Didn't they have like a, like this whole town, they have like a tuna parade as well? I think we've established.
They did. Yeah. They had a tuna parade because the founder of St. Olaf invented canned tuna.
Huh.
Yeah. And so.
Pretty big thing to invent.
Oh, and then Rose also says, I need to talk about these bitter butter memories.
Yeah, that was another good one.
That was a great joke.
Yeah.
And so they came up with the name St. Olaf, I think, because they needed it so the hooker in the back could recognize where she's from specifically and say, I'm from St. Gustav, which is the next town over of St. Olaf. And so the hooker starts...
We're presuming, anyway.
We're presuming. And so the hooker is obviously not from Minnesota. She has a New York accent.
Yeah.
She's from Chelsea. Like, she's got a straight Chelsea accent. And she's like...
And she's wearing Matt Storr's pants.
Matt Storr's blue, super shiny spandex pants. And she starts talking about how she... Things were going good at home, and so she came to Miami to become a hooker, and that's just how it happened. And then she thinks Rose is a hooker, but Rose tells her, I'm not a hooker. Like, but I'm here to help you out. Like, and she's like, okay. And then she leaves.
I don't want your help.
She's like, well, clearly I'm in jail.
And you're in jail.
And you're in jail. Like, which is a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, another jail person's gonna help another person in jail. Right.
Just like,
I wish they would have Orange in the New Black. Orange is the New Black did.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, go through, like, adventures.
That would have been a whole different spin-off. That's like a spin-off. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Empty Nest. We're going full cell.
Yeah, just... There's a woman working in the kitchen running the whole thing.
It's all about Meg.
Yeah. I think Dorothy would have ran, like, the old lady portion of,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of the Orange is the New Black.
Well, yeah, because Blanche almost got into a fight.
And she defended her.
And Dorothy defended her.
She says, like, I spent 2 years in Calcutta. Calcutta. I'm sorry. Calcutta. The musical. Calcutta. Oh, Calcutta.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. It's late. Yeah. And so, in Attica, what is it?
Attica.
Attica. Okay. Yeah. Which is, and then the hooker's like, it's a men's prison. And she's like, I know. It was a year before they found out. And
good
and
for her.
Good.
And I felt like her unibrow, like, grew 1 inch closer that day.
You could see, like, the outline of a dick.
She was so mad. She had, like, a full boner while she was fighting that black lady.
She had, like, a fear boner. Yeah. But right. So the girl steps off.
Yeah, she steps off. And still, Sophia then comes in. And she's like, did I miss anything important before Sophia?
I don't think so.
Okay. Sophia comes in and she's like, she looks like she snuck in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But she's clearly there to bail him out.
I think, right? I think they said something like, go pick out your friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a pound situation.
Right. It was like a...
Yeah.
But it was like, necessary that she... Right. For later, it was necessary that she be by herself.
So she can steal the tickets. Yeah. It was part of the writing. She didn't get Silence of the Lambed jizzed on.
By women.
By a woman.
There was a squirter in the side.
That was a deleted scene.
That was I just did like a squirting of my squirt juice.
Sound effects.
Sound effects. And so she's like, I'm gonna bail you out, but who's not going? Because me and the termite guy are going. supposed to theorize in theory, in our own theory, but they all say no. We're all going, which is what you should not do to get out of jail.
Yeah,
like, you're fucking stupid, right? Like, you do that after you get out of jail. You're like, sorry, Ma, you have to go back to the hooker hotel.
Yeah.
By the way, where are their stuff? Like,
I know.
Where are you going to stay now? Are you figuring that out?
Yeah.
I know. They had bags. That's probably like evidence.
Yeah.
It is now.
They find Blanche's dildos and then they're like, what? You know, like.
Clearly, you're working.
And it's like they were definitely charged with being a hooker. If no one is hearing them out, they would definitely have to pay the fee, and now that's in their background.
Yeah, it's in their record.
You're a prostitute. You're a prostitute.
Yeah, you know what? It's not like they're looking for jobs anyway, so they're fine.
Oh, you wait, Jamie. There are episodes where they're unemployed and they're looking for jobs.
They're looking for Walmart greeter positions.
Okay, and so. So Sophia jacks the tickets, and she's like, I'm going to Burt Reynolds, you'll get over it,
You
get to spend the night in jail. But then the next scene, it turns out that they're in the living room, they're at home, it's the next day, and...
It's next day, it was supposed to be like several days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. they were like, yeah, it's going to be like 2-3 days of tent work, so they probably had to find another hotel. They were like... Let's not get a prostitute one now.
Let's just stay at a regular Motel 6 and call it good.
Right. Yeah, like they made it seem so Burt Reynolds was there that whole weekend.
I guess so.
Doing cocaine, hanging out with Sophia. Right. I don't know what was happening. So yeah, that didn't make sense that they went back. I don't know.
Yeah. This whole show. There's okay, everything that didn't make sense. Okay, and so they're in that house, and then Sophia's like, yeah, I hung out with Don DeLuise, Lonnie Anderson, we all had a fucking good time. And then Dorothy's like, you're lying, you didn't meet these people. Which I thought that was weird, because yeah, she did, because she went to the party, hello. Mm-hmm. They're just...
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's a premiere.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there. There's a lot of people there.
Right.
For the premiere of The Heat.
Of The Heat. No, there was only Sophia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why she got personal attention.
Our only attendant.
Yeah, isn't it like, Tom DeLuise is not even in the movie. He's just like, hey, right. Yeah. You know my friend? No.
The only people at the premiere were right. Sophia and the guy that got his knee kicked in. And
that's it. Sophia, the Nylica. Dude, that's insane. He's like bleeding like he got shot. Like that.
We
was...
have to post this clip and you guys have to watch it.
It is amazing.
Crazy.
And so,
I can't wait for you guys to watch this.
It is an amazing clip. And so then what happens is there's a knock on the door and it's Meg the hooker. And I'm like, how did she know where she lived? You gave a hooker your address? Like, that's so weird.
Well, you know, she can't work at the hotel anymore, so maybe swing by the house, make a few bucks.
And it's like, okay, she's obviously not from St. Gustav. So I was like, she's over there to check out the place so she can jack shit.
Of course.
Right. She's like, is this your house? I'm gonna be gone, you know, and so
she's like, I found a new profession.
Yeah. Jacking
cat burglarin.
Yeah. And then he says to her, like, Rose asks, what made you change your mind? Was it something I said? It's like, no, just you being, I didn't want to be as old as you and still in the game. And then and it was weird because
Rose Cutter.
Yeah. With a credit card. If you watch the clip, you will know what I'm talking about. The Heat. And so, which is weird because that Rose told the hooker, Meg, that she wasn't a hooker. You know? Like, that hooker did not get it. Like, both St. Gustav and St. Olaf people.
She was like, I'm not a hooker. And she was like, yeah, that's what I tell the judges, too.
Yeah. Like, well, you never trust a hooker. We you never know that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah. Unless they're Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Then you give her a credit card.
He gave her balls of cash.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He gave her, and then she had it, like, she went to those stores with, like, balls of cash.
Which is usually a bad sign.
And this was pre-Pretty Woman, which I thought that was...
That was 1989.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe this episode inspired Pretty Woman.
Perhaps.
Because she also stayed in a hotel, because everyone knows that
hookers stay in hotels,
but if a hooker stays in a hotel, you will get a makeover, because that's what they did in Pretty Woman.
She had to pass. She had to look like she wasn't a hooker. Hills. I know way too much about this movie.
Yeah, this hotel was like Pat Benatar video. That's how we give you a makeover.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Pretty Woman. And so then there's another knock on the door. Meg takes off, probably to blow someone. And then another knock on the door, and it's Burt Reynolds.
Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Sorry. Blanche keeps calling him Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then... like, everyone's freaking out, and he's like, I'm licking his lips. I'm here to see Sophia. Like,
he is full on, like, he's Norm MacDonald, impression of Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
He is at the top of his game, dude. He thinks he just made the best movie in the world.
Yeah.
He thinks, this is gonna make it. I'm gonna make another cameo on Matlock, future Matlock.
Golden Girls wants me on their show as me. Oh my god.
made it. He's sort of like, why don't I get to be in the hooker scene, guys?
Come on, I could be banging bitches.
Yeah. Ladies could be around me, hookering. And then Sophia's
sucking
like,
my mustachioed dick.
He like licks his mustache.
He pets his mustache.
Yeah, he pets his mustache.
That's part of its maintenance. That's like how he like maintains power. It's like he's got to stroke it.
And then he like karate chops all the golden girls, kicks their faces in.
Kicks so many kicks.
Throws her medallion at Blanche's face.
Well, in fairness, Blanche is just like, tell me something good about me.
Tell me my good qualities.
Again, we're referencing the clip. Yeah. I cannot believe this fucking movie.
Fuck.
Bros tries to steal his balls. Okay, and so then Sophia takes off with Burt Reynolds, and then Burt Reynolds is like, which one's the slut? And then they all raise their hands.
Of course.
Yeah, because now they want to be hookers. Yes. Now they want to be sluts. All right. We did it.
And they'll pay to sleep with Burt Reynolds. Right.
They have to pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Burt Reynolds is a prostitute, guys.
For the right lady.
So, that's our big reveal. Yeah.
So we did it, guys. Yay! Thank you so much, Jamie, for being here.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And how can we find you on Twitter, Facebook, and what shows you have coming up?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at JammySands. That's J-A-M-M-Y Sands, S-A-N-D-S. And you can follow me there if you want, but I don't do much on Twitter, so I'm terrible at Twitter. I suck at it, so. Don't do that. You can also find my podcast, the S&M Comedy Podcast, at smcomedy.com, where you can find lots of shows. Called
It's a really great podcast. We've both been on it.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's super fun. Yeah. Listen to it, guys.
And we also produce shows around town, and our upcoming one is at Space 55 on April the 10th. That is S&M Comedy Presents Poetry Slam.
Yay!
So lots of comics getting on stage and sharing either original or found poetry or things that are not poems at all.
You guys can do found poetry?
Oh, yeah.
Found poetry.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you could recite some Ovaltine commercials if you want. It's going to be good.
Yeah. They were so poetic.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're a lot of fun. I think the first year, the first time we did Poetry Slam, my set was I read Shel Silverstein poems. While eating habaneros.
I was there for that.
Yeah. So I was eating raw habaneros on stage while reading stuff.
That's such a long time ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was super fat. I have a video.
Do you?
Yep. I was like 200 pounds at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
It was fun. So. Cool. Yeah.
And Genevieve, how can we find you online and where are you going to be after April 8th?
Well, I'm at Genevieve Rice on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I have a website, genevieverice.com. I've not updated it since 2014. So
yeah, it's only 3 months. You're not doing too bad.
So it's frozen in time. As far as shows coming up, I'm going to be in Snap Battles on April 24th. It's going to be at Tempe Improv. So it's going to be very exciting. I'm facing off against Michael Longfellow.
Okay.
He's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I hope. Most likely.
Yeah. He's going down on this.
Yeah. Like you're a prostitute in a hotel in Miami.
Yeah. With an enlarged clitoris. Cool. Yay.
Where can you be found, Anthony?
Me? I am at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. And you can visit my website, anthonydesimito.com. It hasn't been updated since
you created it.
I did update it early March. But so check out my shows in March, guys.
And what's the Twitter for the podcast?
So we have a The podcast.
We're getting there.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My shows. One, I have a show. If you're listening to this the day it came out, April, it comes out April 8th today. I will be at Endgame on Mill Avenue at 7 o'clock.
I'll be there too.
And Genevieve will be there too. And it's a video game themed restaurant with a very different theme. It's it's comedy about growing up, basically, and the obstacles you face. I don't know if people don't always stick to the theme. You know, it's very loose, but it's a lot of fun. You guys should come out and you get to play video games for free. Old school ones. Mm. They have every game console ever created. Mm. And
that's a lot of consoles.
That's a lot of consoles. And then what else am I doing? I will be at Hidden House April 15th, and I will be hosting Phoenix Improv Festival April 17th at 9 p.m. And that's going to be at the Herberger Theater. So along with our individual Twitters, Tiff Bapp also has a Twitter. Thank you for being a podcast. As an acronym, TYFBAP. We're also at TiffBab on Instagram. You can visit us at facebook.com/ thank you for being a podcast.com. And you can find us on Libsyn, Stitcher, iTunes, and any other platform in which you listen to us. And thank you guys for listening to us. The next episode is season 2, episode 3. So be on the lookout for that. And it's going to be James Mabry and Ian Murdoch. Yay!
Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.